USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is ripping President Trump's stance on violence.
I believe if I were president today, the country would be safer and we'd be seeing a lot less violence. And here's why. I have said we must address the issue of racial injustice. I believe we can bring these folks fighting for racial justice to the table. I've worked with police in this country for many years. I know most cops are good, decent people. I know how they risk their lives every time they put that shield on and go out the door. And I'm confident I can bring the police to the table as well.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for documents involving delays of the mail. DeJoy rejecting the conspiracy theory from Democrats that he is trying to slow down the mail to help President Trump's re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A slight increase in the national average for a gallon of gasoline due to the impact of Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The national average has seen the biggest increase in months, posting a 5-cent gain to $2.23, which is the highest level since early March. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
For now, motorists can expect gas prices to inch up as Hurricane Laura issues still push up retail prices before collapsing later this September as demand drops after Labor Day and as cheaper winter gasoline starts to be dispensed September 16th.
Across the nation, Louisiana had the lowest statewide average of $1.87, while California had the highest at $3.23 per gallon.
An appeals court in Washington, D.C. keeps Michael Flynn's case alive and won't order a dismissal, which allows the judge to look further into the Justice Department's dismissal of the case. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is planning on visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. This after the Wisconsin Democratic governor and lieutenant governor, both Democrats, urged President Trump not to take the trip. As far as why the president is taking the trip,
the president wants to visit hurting Americans. He shows up just like he showed up this weekend in Louisiana and Texas in response to Hurricane Laura. So he wants to show up in the city that's hurting. And also, I think it's just important to note that our federal response, look, in Kenosha and Minneapolis, there was violence on the streets. And literally within 24 hours, you saw a turnaround when federal officials came in. So I think highlighting that the federal government has done a lot in the way of using law and order to create peace, but showing up for hurting Americans is the primary concern.
Just to follow up on that, he didn't show up in Portland, where there were also...
The cleanup continues in Louisiana after Hurricane Laura, over 300,000 people still without power.
No, there's no water, no air, no gas, you know, and then with the holes in the roof, and if it's raining, in the house.
Louisiana resident Linda Caesar speaking there on Fox News. A federal appeals court panel on Monday dealt a severe blow to the United States House of Representatives' investigative power, ruling that the House can't go forward to enforce subpoenas because there is no statute giving the chamber the authority to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.